Geeky boners, boner, boner, boner. What the hell am I gonna fucking talk about?
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Get ready to pop a chub. It's another Geeky Boners episode. This week on Geeks Without God, we talk about 2016 TV, Lara Croft Tomb Raider, and telling people on the internet they're wrong.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Hi, welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Molly Glover.
Hello.
And Tim Wick.
I still can't feel my toes.
And this is our first Geeky Boners episode of 2016.
Hot damn.
We got some fresh New Year's boners for you.
My boner is so new.
It's cold, but we're still very turgid.
I'm like long and straight and hard and ready for 2016.
That's right. Despite the cold, cold weather, our boners are engorged and mighty. Molly, what's your, what are you filled with blood about?
So, what's got my penis super hard and ready to penetrate an orifice is, all right, so for Christmas I got Rise of the Tomb Raider.
I know. Children.
I'm 12 years old.
Yeah, we're just kidding.
Awfully big boner for a 12-year-old.
That's what my dad said.
God damn it.
Oh my God. Well, that's our next episode.
I'm just kidding. He's dead. No.
No, he's not. No, but...
So no, but mine is. Anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Your boner.
I almost just said, he can't molest you anymore, Tim. He's dead.
God damn it, you guys.
This is... Yeah.
So my boner is for Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yes.
Trigger warning, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah, trigger warning. I'm about to talk about Lara Croft getting murdered a bunch. Rise of the Tomb Raider is great. It's the sequel to the Tomb Raider... reboot, the modern reboot of the Lara Croft Tomb Raider games, which are great. I know I had the Tomb Raider one as a boner before. So in this one, in Rise of the Tomb Raider, Lara Croft is now embracing her destiny as a Tomb Raider, as following in her father's footsteps. Her father has
Following in the footsteps of Indiana Jones. She's an action archaeologist.
Yes, she is. She's her father was studying, looking for something called the Divine Source, which is kind of a fountain of youth, Holy Grail type thing.
Yeah.
And so
it's a MacGuffin. It's the thing that you got to get. You got to find.
Yep. And so she's looking for this, and there's a lot of great action, of course, cause it's a good Tomb Raider game, but she's not the, in the first one, she was brand new. She had never done any of this, and so
it was a victim of circumstance,
kind of. It was a lot of, like, I can do this, and her learning things, and so in this one, she knows all this stuff, so you get to do a lot more cool stuff. I did not finish the first Tomb Raider, because I got bored. I don't remember what happened. Or there was something... It was right around the time Ayn died, and I stopped playing a lot of games, because, like, I couldn't murder wolves anymore. They sounded too much like dogs. Like, there was a lot of stuff. But, so going to this one has been really
fun. But there's a difference, because wolves are evil, and dogs are not.
I know, but they still make the same noise when they die.
Ayn was a little bit evil, though.
Yeah, he was. So... I really enjoyed it, and one of the things I like the most about it is that there's all kinds of new... crafting explosives. Like you can take if you have a bottle, you can either just throw the bottle for a distraction, or you can use cloth and make it a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
And then burn shit. You can, if you do a certain skill, you can take enemy radios and turn them into proximity mines. You can do all kinds of really cool stuff, shit, smoke bombs. It's been really fun, and I really enjoy it because it's hard, but I'm playing it on easy, which I will say I have no shame about, because I want to enjoy a video game and try to finish it. And so I'm playing it on easy, which they have very kindly written as less focus on combat, focus on Lara's adventure, which is cool. And you still have to do...
So, you know, I mean, I totally get it. It's like when you're playing a game that's a story game, you'd like to know the fucking story.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want to get badass and you want to be able to get the best fucking gamer score ever, you know, maybe you do that on your second run through.
Right.
But it'd be nice to know the actual entire story just once.
Absolutely. And there's plenty of hard stuff still. I mean, you're still having to do a lot of crazy jumps. It's a little Assassin's Creed in the way that it's a lot of scaling and jumping. And, like, there's certain ice walls and certain rock walls you can climb with your axes. So when you see one of those, you have to jump and hit a certain button to climb it. And a lot of this happens without telling you. So you just have to be aware of your surroundings. Like, all of a sudden, the floor starts to vibrate. You know you got to jump and figure out where you're going, because otherwise you're going to die on spikes. Which brings me to my favorite thing about the Tomb Raider games. Lara Croft dies in the most spectacularly gory, horrifyingly real ways.
Why are you such a misogynist?
It's amazing. Because I'm a woman and I hate myself. No. No, it's just generally, I love it. And so she, I got torn apart by wolves roughly 13, 14 times before I managed to figure out how to kill them all. And so it's like, oh no, oh, I shot that wolf. Ah, more wolves! And then this wolf is shaking me! And so I'm like hitting the buttons trying to get the wolf off, and the wolf just tears out my whole throat.
Oh my God.
And in one of the animations, I saw the wolf pull my trachea out of my body and shake it like a toy, and blood started flying out of it before I grayed out and died.
That's awesome.
Like, there's lots of pit spike traps in these old tombs that you're hunting. You're most, this first part of the game I've been in has been in a Soviet installation in, like, very, very cold snow. So there's been a lot of cool stuff with that. Lots of ice caverns, and it is super fun. And
you ever get impaled by icicles?
No, I haven't gotten impaled by icicles, but I have fallen into a chasm where I've screamed as I fell and then hit things on the way down and gone like, and then my ragdoll body just keeps falling and hitting things.
Lara Croft dying will never make me, will always make me remember in the show Spaced.
Yeah.
After Simon Pegg's character gets broken up with, he's playing like one of the original super polygonal big tit Lara Croft Tomb Raider games. And he's just swimming her to the bottom of the pool that you can practice swimming in, and then just holding her there underwater as she slowly drowns and doing it over and over and over. It's never really addressed. It's just happening in the background as he's, like, freshly heartbroken and broken up with and kind of hating women.
To that end, I drowned 17 times this morning before I finally was like, I don't know where to go. Because it's like, you get in this water, you got to dive under and swim through rock caverns. And as you swim, your vision tightens. And tightens and tightens, and you can tell that you need, and then she starts going, and then if you can't find a place to pop up, she starts going, and like clawing at her throat, and bubbles escape her mouth, and then she
scary,
dies.
Scary.
It's super scary.
Jeez.
It's great. So I am rock hard and ready to come all over Rise
all
of the Tomb Raider. Y'all should play it. It's great.
So Molly's boner was misogynist snuff porn.
Pretty much.
Role playing misogynist snuff porn. I am not like just killing her. I am her. I'm embodying her.
Sure.
It's exciting for me.
Yeah.
I'm into
Tim,
that.
what's got you ready for to fuck the new year?
I don't even know how I can top that.
Semen.
Yeah, I've got a
top of semen.
I have a couple of what I would call mini boners. I think lately I have found a lot of I don't want to say joy, but a lot of I've been spending a lot of time going after Star Wars haters.
Yeah.
Because
they're wrong.
Well, it's because the reasons that they hate the movie are dumb. People like movies, people hate movies, but it really bugs me when people are like, oh my God, Rey is so capable, it's just not realistic. I'm like,
oh,
what?
I know.
And I say, you mean like Luke Skywalker? And they're like, oh no, Luke Skywalker was different. I'm like, no, he fucking wasn't different.
Nope.
He got into a fucking X-Wing for the first time ever and blew up the Death Star without his scope.
Yep.
Well, Ben was helping him. No, he just told him to use the Force, and he did perfectly.
And how do you know Ben's not helping Rey?
It's like it doesn't even fucking matter. Yep. She's a hero character and she's fucking capable, and that's totally fucking okay. And it didn't bother you when Luke was that character. It didn't bother you when Han was that character. And I realize Han's a little older, so you haven't seen him develop those skills.
Yeah.
But Luke's a 20-year-old and Rey's a 20-year-old, and what's your fucking problem?
Yeah, agreed.
Tim, you gotta watch this Max Landis video where he is ranting about...
No one needs to watch it. Max Landis is a fucking retard.
He's very, very enthusiastic gentleman that I often disagree with and sometimes agree with. And
John Landis is rolling around in his grave that his son was this dismissive of a film.
Wait,
is John Landis dead?
I don't know. It's like 10 minutes
sorry,
long.
Sorry, John Landis.
He is incredibly enthusiastic about how much he doesn't like the new Star Wars, especially a lot of it has to do with Rey.
And Kylo. He thinks Kylo... Why isn't Kylo... Wouldn't it have been way more badass if he'd, like, left his mask on the whole time and then he'd been, like, fighting both Finn and Rey at once and then, like, when the lightsaber went away, he was like, and, like, wagged his finger like, no, and, like, pulled it away and then, like, it's like...
Sure, it would have been a lot more badass, but that's not that fucking character.
Right?
The character they created is way more interesting than your dude who just kills everybody. It's stuff like you read these things that are like plot holes in the film, and you're like, that's not a fucking plot hole. It's fucking explained.
When people 40 are like, times I didn't watch Star Wars.
Well, it doesn't make any sense that the stormtroopers would work that way because they didn't work that way in the first films. I'm like, it's in the fucking script what happened to this. These are not Empire stormtroopers.
Yeah, these are programmed children.
These are First Order troopers. They work different.
These are unsullied. It's a different thing.
Oh, and how is it that Finn immediately has a moral issue? You know, this one. It's like
his first battle.
He's never been in a battle before.
He says as much.
Yeah, he literally says, the first time they asked me to kill, I said no.
It's like, hate a film, love a film, but the way that they're nitpicking all the dumb stuff just pisses me off. Anytime somebody says something dumb online, I tend to get in a pissing match with them, which isn't healthy. But it makes me feel better.
It's healthy if it makes you feel better.
because part of me is like, listen, you dumbasses. I was 10
Good
years...
Good way to start an argument.
I was 10 years old when Star Wars came out. Star Wars is a game changer. Star Wars is what made me a fan of movies. Star Wars is what told me what movies could be.
Totally.
You know, Empire Strikes Back, when Vader says he's Luke's father... It's like me and my friends spend the next 3 years debating whether or not Vader was just fucking with him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were like, is that real? Is he really Luke's father?
Yep.
Or is he just messing with Luke's head? Because both explanations were plausible.
It's true. That's impossible!
Jedi came out, and you know what? Jedi's not a great movie, but fucking A, the Rebellion won, and these characters that you've been fighting with and you've been hoping for, and at the end of Empire Strikes Back, look fucked.
Yeah.
And they pull it out because they're the heroes and it's a great
Joseph Campbell, like, Hero's Journey.
Yep.
Then you wait, you know, 30 almost 25 years, however, for the next Star Wars film, and it's shit. And the next three Star Wars films are shit. And it's like, you get a good Star Wars film, and then you're saying, well, I'm a Star Wars fan and I love Star Wars, but I'm just going to spend an hour nitpicking everything I don't like about the Force Awakens. It's like, we've been waiting so long for the next good Star Wars film. It's like, we can't appreciate it.
I had a guy tell me, and this is my favorite thing. So as you know, and our listeners know, I work for Fantasy Flight Games, specifically producing X-Wing. So I had this guy say
that's
to
a,
me...
That's
I
TIE just, Fighter, I'm sorry.
That was good.
That was
I had this guy say to me online, on some friend of a friend's, like, thing. It's like, well, maybe if you knew more about the Star Wars canon and lore, and maybe if you knew more about Star Wars, you would understand how this movie isn't very good. And it was just like,
did you respond?
I did. I was like, I didn't want to get into it as much, but I was like, I know plenty about it. Like, and someone else was like, I don't know if you, I don't know if you checked her where she works, dude, but like, because you can see that if you hover over my name. Regardless, it's just, that is the thing that makes me the angriest, is that people say, well, if you don't agree with how I think this movie's bullshit, you must not know much about Star Wars.
Yeah, you just don't understand. It's like, I fucking understand Star Wars.
Yeah.
I fucking get it. And you know...
Maybe you don't. If you don't appreciate the movie, maybe you don't know a lot about Star Wars.
The other thing is, I fucking appreciate storytelling. And it's like, everybody's bitching about how there's echoes of the first few films, or not everybody, some people are bitching about the echoes, and I'm like...
Calling it a rehash.
I'm like, they are echoes, and what they're doing you is showing you something that you're familiar... Because as a storyteller, I'm just saying, dude, What do they do with Kylo Ren? They show you something that you're familiar with. Yep. It is a dark force user in a mask. Yep. And you think Darth Vader. And you are totally hooked into this dude is Darth Vader. And then he takes off his mask.
Because he doesn't need it to scare her. Because that's not what's scary about him. What's scary about him is his power.
And he is not the reasoned, even-keeled Dark Lord that Vader is. He's fucked up, and he is dangerous, and he is a danger to himself. He's a dangerous to the First Order.
Yeah.
And he's a danger to the Rebellion. And it's like, they say, Resistance. Look, here's a character that looks like what you recognize, and then they change it. And I'm just like, don't you guys understand that's how storytelling works?
But I don't know. Yeah.
That's good storytelling? I mean, sure, there's stuff in the movie that's not that great, and I'm happy to acknowledge that it's not the perfect film, but the
disagree.
Stuff that, the stuff that people are upset about just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I genuinely think that with anything, when there's a lot of hype around a thing, there are people who take pleasure in not
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Oh, God bless me. It burns. Why does it burn? they take pleasure in being able to tear it down because it shows what a intelligent iconoclast they are.
Yeah.
And I would be surprised if most of the people who have been writing these articles and making these more public internet clickbait headlines were older than 30, to be honest, because I think it's something that young people tend to want more. I know when I was younger, I wanted to be the cynical, I don't do the thing that the rest of the people do. I don't love the thing everyone else loves, you know, like, because I'm just a little smarter than you all are being pulled by the sheeple.
Yeah, other people not liking a thing doesn't detract from my enjoyment.
Yeah.
That's all. And you cannot like a thing.
Yep.
And, you know, when I don't like a thing, I might write something about why I don't like it. But what I'm not saying is, what I try not to say is, you're stupid for liking it.
Yeah.
I try to say, this is why I think this thing was done poorly.
I can see how telling people that they're wrong would give you a raging erection, because I also enjoy it.
It's fun. So anyway, that's the one. And then the second mini boner, and it's really a mini boner, I'll probably address it later, is we are currently planning a trip to Southern Utah in, I think, May. Mm. And so we just got all our shit in the mail from Utah, like all the travel brochures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, we got a big old map of Utah, and I'm sitting there going, all right, well, how long does it take to get from Salt Lake City, where we're going to fly in, over to Dinosaur National Monument, where they're, like, fucking digging for dinosaurs?
Oh, that's awesome.
Holy fuck, that would be cool.
You can see is it in the Creation Museum there?
No, the Creation Museum's in Kentucky.
Okay, yeah. All right.
The Utah of the East.
There's Mormon. There's a lot of Mormon shit in Utah that I could go to Brigham Young University.
Bring us back a Mormon.
Yeah.
Souvenir. A Mormon souvenir.
Is it just a glass of milk?
Wait, they sell wives there, don't they?
I think they do. Yeah. I think they do.
We have a six-pack of wives.
You bet. I think there's a discount if you get a six-pack.
Oh, well, of course there is. I mean, it's that's the American way.
It is. So, and I just, this is one of those weird things.
Well, you'll always be number one wife.
Aw.
One of the things that I love, and my son, my youngest son, Devin, loves, I love maps. Maps are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like maps, like they sent this gigantic road map of Utah.
That's awesome.
So, you know, you lay that out on the kitchen counter and you can like trace what roads. I fucking love that.
I love maps too. That's one thing I miss about GPS is that we used to always have a Hudson's in the car, and I always loved looking it up where I was going in the Hudson's and figuring out all that stuff.
You know my favorite thing to do when we would go on a family road trip was to do a AAA, you know, they would do a triptych.
Yeah.
Where you would get this book and it would show you your entire route. But it would include things, and it would be a one page would be like, all right, your first 100 miles you're just driving south on 35W and it's your first 100 miles. Okay, well now you're gonna drive through this city, and then the next page is a blow up of the city.
Wow. Yeah.
And it shows you a little bit about it, and shows you like some interesting destinations
if you're
you
interested.
Might want to hit.
Restaurants.
I loved doing those, and I swear, if we're gonna do this trip, I really want to actually like plan out the days and then go to AAA. And I don't know if they still do the paper triptychs.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know.
They might do it all electronic.
That's really cool, though.
Those things are fucking awesome. I recommend, if they still exist, sir. Somebody's gonna probably post on. Yeah, Tim, they still exist. You fucking idiot.
Tell us they exist.
God damn it, Tim.
Anyway, so those are my two mini boners.
Those are two very handsome boners.
They're a good size.
Nick, what's got you hard?
I am pretty excited about the first quarter of 2016 in television. Gravity Falls is ending. The very last episode of Gravity Falls, one-hour final episode, is going to be in February, I think.
Oh, man. That show's so
good. They're ending on top. Like, I think that's...
They're going out in their own way.
If a show can choose to go out at a peak at their climax of the show, I can appreciate that despite how much I want more. Mm-hmm. I think that's admirable. The creator of the show already has another project lined up for Fox. We get Agent Carter back.
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
With some Hollywood spy stuff. And I think I read they're tying it into AIM or the Hand or some... There's cool. some, like, organization that's in Marvel that they're kind of tying
they're
it into.
They're doing the Hand.
Oh, no, it's the Magia.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if it was the Hand, maybe that's going to come into Daredevil,
no,
too.
No, it's the Magia. It's the organized crime family syndicate stuff.
Nice.
The first season or the first six episodes was so great of Carter that I'm really looking forward to more.
That one didn't do as well, which is unfortunate, but I'm glad that they're sticking with it.
Yeah.
I think they realize that it's important to do something to fill in the gaps in their mid-season break of S.H.I.E.L.D. Otherwise, you have no... You just forget. I mean, there's
Shield,
market saturation with
S.H.I.E.L.D.
shows.
S.H.I.E.L.D. ended really well, and I'm really excited for it to come back.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we get Agent Carter in the meantime.
I agree with both of those statements.
At the end of this month, we get the new season of Venture Brothers, a full 8-episode season after a 2.5-year wait. That's great. That's going to start in a good place. Just last week, they did what the fan community referred to as a Steven bomb.
Mm-hmm.
They did an entire week of new Steven Universe episodes for Steven's birthday. And there was some really great heartfelt stuff, and I'm looking forward to see where that goes for the rest of the season. They're doing that with Adventure Time next week and then regular show the week after that. So we get a full week of new Adventure Time, which is awesome. The Terry Brooks book adaptation, The Shannara Chronicles, just started on MTV.
Shannara Chronicles is pretty good so far.
They did like 3 episodes, like an hour episode, then 2 half-hour episodes to debut it. And it's totally hot teen elf angst with the guy that plays Deathstroke in the DC, Arrow and Flash.
Yeah, yeah.
He's playing the druid Al-Anon with his same accent.
His name is really Al-Anon?
His name is Al-Anon.
Every time.
It makes me laugh every time. Like, we all need Al-Anon. Al-Anon is back for us all.
He's got the same Deathstroke accent.
He loves an addict. Be nice to him.
The same Deathstroke haircut, and he carries a sword around. So he's Deathstroke the druid.
Mm-hmm.
Gallivant is back.
Are you watching Gallivant?
No, it's Gallivant.
Okay,
I haven't
heard of this one. It's fantasy musical.
Okay, go back and watch the first season. I'm sure is either on Hulu or Netflix or something. You gotta watch.
Did you ever watch Psych?
Yes.
Okay, Lassiter, the cop. He plays
the king.
Like the king from Robin Hood, the cartoon. Like, he's like an incompetent, shitty, spoiled brat.
It is
king.
A musical, straight musical.
Comedy.
It is amazing.
How have I not
very
heard of
funny
this
comedy,
thing?
Very witty, very clever. All the music by Alan Menken. It's great.
It's
great.
And the second
your whole family would love it.
Ending the episode. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. The
Gallivant.
Second season
episode's
just
over.
Started, and it starts. Hilarious.
It's very tongue-in-cheek and self-aware.
Yes.
That's the best part of it.
They break the fourth wall all the time.
I'm surprised you hadn't heard of it. You gotta watch it.
I don't know how I've not heard of that one.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
And Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is gonna come back to end their season. That's another musical show.
It's very exciting.
If you like Gallivant,
you
might like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is... remember that YouTube video that was going around a while by a girl named Rachel who was... It was called Fuck Me, Ray Bradbury. And she was dressed like a schoolgirl and like reading Ray Bradbury books and like singing a sexy song about how she wishes Ray Bradbury would she could have sex with him. She is the star and writer of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She was a YouTube sensation in like the best way.
March 18th, the second season of Daredevil is on Netflix with The Punisher. They have shown very little about The Punisher. They seem to be teasing him as the villain,
which makes sense because Punisher is
a murderer,
a Hell's Kitchen.
I mean,
murderer,
he's an anti-hero. He's not killing good people.
Not always,
on purpose.
But he would never kill Daredevil. That's the thing. Is like if they keep him true to his character, Punisher will never kill Daredevil, and Daredevil will never kill Punisher. because of their both have a very set code of ethics.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is great.
The problem is their code of ethics, while being on the same side,
are incompatible.
Diametrically yes. opposed. Yes.
Absolutely.
The X-Files returns.
Oh, God, and it's, please
and
be
I,
good. Please
I found
be good.
Out that it's not a reboot. It's an extension.
I have heard that it is that is splitting hairs.
Oh, is
that
it really?
It's an extension in that it's not a reboot because no, they're not. It's not Mulder and Scully played by new actors or anything like that. Yes, it's an extension, but it's a reboot of the idea of there being X-Files
and that
department
online or like TiVo or how it's listed. It's listed as the 10th season of X-Files.
Yes, and I have heard that Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny are in it, at least to start, maybe to set it up and pass I don't know. This is all such rumor and conjecture, so
I
don't know.
Interested to find out.
Yes.
Lev Grossman's series, The Magicians, is on Sci-Fi. That starts in like a week or
two. Those are great books if you haven't read them. They're really good.
And then
the audiobooks are really good too.
Yeah, the audiobooks are fantastic. And then Legends of Tomorrow.
If you haven't read those.
Legends of Tomorrow, the third DC CW
yep.
show that ties into...
Fourth. Well, I guess Supergirl is not CW.
Supergirl is not CW.
Yeah. So it's a spinoff of Flash and Arrow, where
taking some of the heroes and villains from those.
Yep.
Captain Cold and Hawkman.
The guy
Hawk Girl
with the cards, I think, is it? No, not the cards guy. The other the toy guy,
and,
Mark Hamill.
Firestorm.
No, Firestorm.
Firestorm. Yeah.
And I read about a villain that they're bringing into Flash next season. And they're bringing in Deathstorm, the Firestorm villain.
Not Deathstroke or Firestorm, or or Deadshot or Deadpool.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Deathstorm.
Exactly.
No, sure, okay.
Yeah, DC character.
Well, and
making.
You didn't even mention Flash continuing.
Yeah,
which
Flash and the Arrow.
I've been very happy with Flash season
The Flash
two.
Is coming back, and so is the Arrow. I mean, Arrow's good. We watch it. I just, Flash is so much better.
Flash right now, it feels like it's kind of hitting on all cylinders.
I'm excited to find out who this villain, the Flash villain guy is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
there's
a lot of Zoom.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of speculation. I think it's his dad.
I think it might be too. It's exciting.
Other World Earth 2.
Earth 2 dad.
Dad.
Yeah, that would be sad.
The eyes look so the same.
Yeah.
I think that would be a depressing development. But
yeah.
But you don't know. You don't know. I like that they brought back... God, I fucking forget names all the time. But the scientist who was the big bad in last...
Harrison Wells.
I like they brought back Harrison Wells.
Great character.
I love that actor.
He's a good actor because he's playing a completely different version of the same guy.
Yeah.
I've
always liked Tom Cavanaugh. And I was very happy to see that he was in The Flash at the beginning. And so I'm glad they brought him back. Yeah. Spoilers.
It's been over a year.
We're halfway through the season.
That's true. So
I feel like we're okay. And he showed up like episode 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So I think like there's a lot of great nerdy television coming up. And
I have a side boner. A side boner?
My side boner is Captain America Civil War. Just around the corner.
Around the corner in May?
No, it's... March or April.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Civil War is
yeah.
it? Oh, man. Oh, man.
Some people
have
already seen unfinished versions of it.
Oh, it's so soon.
So it's the Russo brothers have said, like, we're not sure audiences are ready for everything that's going to happen in our movie because it changes everything and sets the stage for the next...
The Avengers.
It's the first movie of the next phase.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, because Ant-Man was the last of the...
Yep.
It's the first movie of Phase 3.
Phase 3.
And so it's setting the stage for Infinity and Black Panther and all of Captain Marvel and all that.
It's going to take the Avengers and it's going to fracture them.
Yes.
And they could easily, if they follow anything from the comic storyline, we might end up with a different Captain America coming out.
They were talking about their Spider-Man who's in it is not the Spider-Man you've seen in the movies so far.
It's very exciting.
Which is great, because I don't know if I like it in the Spider-Man we've seen so far in the movies. But
Andrew Garfield was all right.
He is all right. He was a great Peter Parker.
And I loved everything about Andrew Garfield and hated almost everything about the movies he was in.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's a good point. Yeah.
So that's my boner.
Awesome.
My boners. Let me show you them.
Those are good boners.
Let me show you my boners.
The little one's nice on the side there. Like a little vestigial boner. Yeah.
So that's what we're hard for this month and going into the new year. Is there anything that you're particularly excited about that's on the horizon or that you're playing or watching right now, let us know in the comments. While you're doing that, we're going to go on to five answers from a listener.
Five.
Molly, who do we have?
We have five answers five. From listener Travis Peterson of the Minnesota Skeptics.
Ah, yeah, excellent.
Hey, Travis.
Yes, hi, Travis. So, yep, I've got the answers pulled up now. I will be Travis.
Question number one. What is a movie you'll stop and watch anytime it's on?
Kill Bill, one or two. I can't help myself. I love the long and serious dialogue, the fight scenes, and the campy bullshit equally. Runners-up, for a reason I cannot quite explain, are the Bourne movies.
No, the Bourne movies are out well.
Okay. Yeah.
They, you know,
I would say I could watch the Bourne Identity anytime.
The other
two Bourne films, the problem with Bourne film number two is they kill Franca Potente. That is completely unacceptable.
She's so good.
It's just the movie doesn't deserve to exist for that reason.
Right.
They're going to do a third Kill Bill.
Bourne.
No, I'm talking about Kill Bill.
You're saying they're going to do a third Kill Bill?
Tarantino's already talking to...
He talked about that before, doing a, like, later...
It's gonna... Yeah, that's gonna happen.
With the kids and stuff. Anyway.
Question number two, what's your geekiest or most prized possession?
My copy of On the Origin of Species, with a foreword written by Ray Comfort.
Oh, that one.
It's as bananas as the Banana Man himself.
That's right, he did that thing where he was giving out copies of The Origin of Species, but there's the creationist, holy fuck... insane.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
All right.
Question number three. What supernatural or all-powerful being do you wish was real?
This doesn't quite fit into the box of a supernatural being, but it's close enough for all practical measurement. Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
But only if he was on my side. Wink.
He's like super science. It's that whole Arthur C. Clarke of the sufficiently advanced science.
Better hope he doesn't look at you and find you wanting, because that dick's coming for you.
Seriously.
Talk about boners.
Yeah, you want to be on the right side of Dr. Manhattan.
Big blue.
Yeah.
The right
the
side.
The back side.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The front. Oh, yeah.
It's coming right for us. Question number four. Say religion is gone. What is the biggest problem humanity now faces?
Sea level rise due to climate change.
Ooh, with
with a large portion of the world's population living near the coasts, the displacement of those people into the lands that are now tasked with food production will be compoundingly problematic. Or a Nickelback reunion tour. I can't decide.
Minnesota's safe.
Yeah.
Question number five. What's your favorite quote?
I have two quotes by Voltaire. The first is my favorite. Every man is guilty of all of the good he did not do.
Hmm. Ooh, nice.
The second is one that makes me think of the three of you. God is a comedian playing to an audience too afraid to laugh. Keep up the great work, Travis Peterson.
Awesome.
That was
cool. That's great. If you want to send your answers to our five questions, you can send those in to fivequestions@geeksaloutgod.com.
Five questions.
How long ago did he send his?
November.
So we're really only like a 2 month behind lag. I mean, send them in because we'll need them. Otherwise, we have been Geeks Without God.
It's true.
And you can find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Also true.
Internet.
On our site and all those other places.
You can do those things too.
Otherwise, we will see you next Tuesday.
Too many boners.
No such thing.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Molly's going to the restroom. We'll see how that all turns out.